This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We're continuing, going back to some of the Blad and Yevamos that we didn't have a chance to say a Ion subject on. We're going to try to delve into something on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, where the Gemara says that if there was a fight between him and her, she would not be believed regarding that the husband died. So the Gemara says, what's considered a katata? Hichi dami katata. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel ba'imeres labala gar sheni. If she told the husband, divorce me. So the Gemara says, kuli namru nami amru hachi. All women say that to their husbands. Says the Gemara, ela ba'imeres labala gerashtani. If she told the husband, you divorced me in the past. To which the Gemara asks, the lehemna medrav hamnuna. She should believe to say something like this. The Amar of Hamnuna, Isha Sha'amra Labala, Gerashtani, a woman who says to her husband, you divorced me, Ne'amenes, she's believed. Chazaka, there's a presumptive status, in Isha Me'iza Paneha Bifnei Bala, a woman would not be audacious to say something like that before her husband. So now, regarding this interesting phenomenon and halacha, that a woman is believed, according to Rav Hamnuna, to say to her husband, you divorced me. Rav Hamnuna said, Isha Sha'amra Labala Gerash Tani Ne'amenes. We have a very important machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam, in Hilchais Ishas, Parak Tazayin Halacha Chavav, the Rambam says, Ho Isha Sha'amra Labala Gerash Tani Ne'amenes. If a woman said to her husband, you divorced me, she's believed, she'ena me'iza paneh b'fnei bala. She would not have the audacity to lie and to say this to her husband, unless it really happened. The Ravid takes very serious issue with this. One of the major questions is, and then any woman could get out of a marriage by saying to the husband, you've divorced me. Well, if we look at the Ravid says, Kasavar Ravid Dvarm Halolu Bemois Teloisheim. They're nonsense. Ve'inlam Tam. Imeinam Be'iza Paneh. If she would not be audacious, Kilo Get Yoitzim Tachaz Yada, he, then why would the Rambam say, the Rambam goes on to say, he continues to say, that a woman who has a ksuba and doesn't have a get, and she says, you divorced me and I lost my get, you have to give her the ksuba, and you don't have to give her the Toisefes ksuba. So the Ravid asks, if she's believed, what's the difference between the ksuba and the Toisefes ksuba? In other words, ma bein ikur le Toisefes v'arei ksuba, so yoytzim tach ziyodasha, kol kosev b'ksuba. It's all written in the ksuba. And the Mishnah doesn't make such a chilek. The Ravid says, I already wrote to one of our friends to nullify all the words of the Rambam regarding this. And I say, when Chazal say the woman is believed, she's not believed that she can now go get married lecherchila. So she can't collect her ksuba. If someone else gives her kedushin, the kedushin is toifes lechumra. Or maybe even if she went ahead and got married, well, we won't make her get divorced, but not that she could get married l'charchila. Says Ravivim, Tarmati, Nasr Charchila, if you're going to say that the woman should be allowed to get married l'charchila, like Hinachta Bas Avram Avino, then no Jewish woman would ever stay in her marriage if she could get out of it by saying to her husband that you divorced me. So the Shita of the Rambam is a woman is believed to say that when Rav Hamnuna says a woman is believed to say that to her husband that you divorced me, the Rambam holds that l'chadchila, the woman could go ahead and get married, and she'll collect her ksuba, just not her toisefes ksuba. Shitas haravid is that she cannot get married l'chadchila, maybe if she got married, loy teitse, but at the very least, her kedushin is toifes to her, and she would not be believed to collect her ksuba. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.